在唱，他不就唱，而且呢在唱，是啥 Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Iskan Samstapa Kacharya Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Padma Sabari Praja Kacharya Sota Tasi Samai Bhakti Siddhanta Therapy Guru Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Amacharya Shiva Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Pensako Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Sham Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Yamuna Mayi Ki Jai. Ganga Mayi Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sitai Gaur Premanande Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Samati Kirtida Sundari Ki Jai. Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.
Jai
Is it better for you to stand or sit here or?
He needs to sit up.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, we're gathered in what was Mother Kirtida's room for her departure to the spiritual abode. Of course, the tendency being gathered here today is to speak about Mother Kirtida, but we'll have the full program about her in the temple room soon. So instead I'll speak about how we came to be here now. Last year on Mother Kirtida's disappearance day, Rasikendra Prabhu and Mother Padaduli invited me to visit here. Or maybe I asked them that I wanted to come and be in Mother Kirtida's room on her disappearance anniversary. So we came and they told me so many things about her and their experiences with her and their relationship with her and her realizations of Krishna consciousness. And then by some well, it's a long story, but by some circumstances, Rasikendra Prabhu had to go to the temple for the program, and Mother Padaduli also. So Kunja Vihari Prabhu was here with us. And anyway, I thought that oh yeah, and also by previous arrangement, Radhika came a little later, and I wanted her to sing some songs from Mother Kirti down here. So she and Kunja Bihari, she went with Kunja Bihari to get the harmonium. And then I was left alone in the room with Mother Kirtida. And as soon as I was alone with her, she gave me a message. I felt she gave me a message which I will disclose in a few moments. So then Radhika came back, Radhika and Kunja Bihari, and Radhika had gotten some internal inspiration or internal order. So she asked me, I mean, you should say what you asked, because I don't want to be the one to say it.
I need your shelter.
So then I knew why Mother Kirtida had given me the message that she had given me while everyone was out of the room before Radhika asked the question. Because ordinarily, almost as a reflex reaction, if someone says something like that, I shy away. But when they were all out of the room, I felt Mother Kirtida say, like very clearly in my mind, "You bring her to me, I'll bring her to Srila Gurudev, and Srila Gurudev will bring her to Srila Prabhupada."
Yes.
So Mother Kirtida actually orchestrated the whole thing. Otherwise, I don't know what I would have said. And so now 1 year later, I thought we should meet here again and fulfill. Fulfill the wish. As far as the holy name, of course, we've been discussing the holy name for a few days.
Yes.
Although there's always more. And I think one of the defects of our meetings on Monday and Tuesday is that we didn't get to hear enough from you about the holy name. So maybe we can rectify that. Not rectify that, but complete that. Complete that now. But the one note I would like to add was, you know, how struck I was by the deity of Haridas Thakur on the altar here. And of course there's a whole story about how the deity came to stay here. But the special significance, as we know, is that Tamal Krishna Goswami left at Phuliagram, which was the place of Haridas Thakur, and the place that Haridas Thakur was tested and by Mayadevi passed the test because of his complete, you know, taking complete shelter of the holy name, his complete absorption in the holy name. So he is our acharya for the holy name, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And we can learn much about the holy name from him, from his example, and from his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and even discussions between them and Harinam Chintamani by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But the essence is that we should always be chanting Kirtaniya Sadahari. We should always be chanting and not not leave any gap for Maya, not leave any gap for any other activity. And as we discuss, kirtan means glorification, and the spreading of Krishna consciousness is also sankirtan. But somehow or other, in the narrow sense, when possible, we should always be chanting the holy name, and in the broad sense, we should always be working to spread the glories of the Lord through the sankirtan movement. So I'll ask. Generally, you know, Srila Prabhupada would speak about the 10 offenses because the initiation is initiation into the chanting of the holy name. But I think I will let Virjaswat Prabhu say some words. Not necessarily about the 10 offenses, but anything about the holy name to enlighten us, enliven us.
Well, when I first came to the movement, there was an extreme emphasis on chanting. And Prabhupada sent us out from 10 o'clock in the morning to 6 in the evening every day. That's why I actually became a mandanga player, because I was playing mandanga 10 hours a day, every day. Mangalari tea. All day in the streets, and Vishnu Jan Swami used to take us out every day, and in the evening he'd come back sooner. So I realized when I came to the movement that I heard Prabhupada said that we are chanting Hare Krishna so that we'll be able to chant Hare Krishna. So I realized that that there was nothing outside of the chanting. I was surprised that, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that he is invested all of his trances on energies in the name. So then I realized that if Haridas Thakur was chanting Hare Krishna, Bhakti Siddhanta instructed everyone to chant 64 rounds. Everything we did was chanting. And Prabhupada made us chant all day. And I remember Dhinanath Prabhu was, he said he was chanting one time, he had chanted a long time, and he stopped. And Prabhupada looked at him, why did you stop? And he had been chanting so long, Pam was just bleeding. Prabhupada says, why have you stopped? And I realized that Prabhupada wants to chant all the time. And Vishnudana Swami told me, one time Prabhupada sent him into the mountains, California. He used to go to the mountains and chant Hare Krishna. So he just took a group of devotees and went up into the mountains of California, just went up and down the hills chanting Hare Krishna. And he said, well, I guess Prabhupada wants to liberate all the insects and butterflies today. So they went so he went up and down the hills chanting Hare Krishna. So my experience is that everything you do should be to develop a taste, because it says that from Haridas Thakur, Chintama, he says that if you develop just even a drop of taste for chanting the holy name, he said that immediately when you chant Hare Krishna again, it will immediately eradicate all your sinful reactions. So therefore, you cannot emphasize how important it is to chanting, and no matter how fallen you are, how fallen is your birth, whatever your condition of consciousness, if you become really expert at chanting and chanting it nicely, hearing it nicely, given that quality time of Krishna chanting, you'll advance unlimited and you'll feel always enlivened. In fact, I'm going to ask you a question about that, to speak about that also. One of my questions I'm going to ask you. I'm still going to ask you this. But from my own personal experience, I don't think that anyone should think that the holy name is something secondary. It is number one. And anyone who has it, who puts it in the forefront of his life, he always stays clear in his direction the holy name is everything. It's not anything else. It's just when devoted to one, I was a new devotee. He said, "See, you play that with Nanga and you'll become a great chanter. And when you go back to the spiritual world, you'll be able to chant for Krishna." That really inspired me. You know, but and I got a chance to chant for Prabhupada, so that always inspired me to be the chanter. But he told me, "You go to the spiritual world, you'll chant." So I realized that Lord Chaitanya would take chatting parties out every day. And he said that he would chant for hours just to make everyone get addicted. He would just chant hour after hour, just so they would become absorbed in just hearing the holy name. And I didn't realize it until I went to Mayapur one year, first time I went to Mayapur. And the Bengali devotees, well not, I said devotees, but the Bengali people everywhere were chanting. I just never saw anything like that. You know, we had a certain time, we said, okay, now we're going to chant, now we're going to do something else. Not the Bengalis. Then a boat going across the Ganges, the boat was rocking, was chanting, big kid. I said, wow. Anywhere they go, they're chanting. They were looking for an excuse to chant. You know, they always were chanting. And I realized, this is Lord Chaitanya's land, where everyone's always chanting Hare Krishna. So I realized I had a long way to go to actually have a taste for chanting. But, you know, I started the process of trying to get a drop of taste for chanting. So I'm hoping that after a few more, maybe another 30 years, I'm going to have a genuine drop of taste. I'm praying to live a long time. Prabhupada said we should pray to Krishna to live a long time so that we become completely Krishna conscious. So I've been praying that I live another 30 years more so that I can develop a drop of taste of chanting Hare Krishna so I can become Krishna conscious and love everybody and develop love for all the Krishna's devotees. You know, hope against hope for that desire.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Did I answer my question then? We can blend in with your answer, but I just want to put the question. I was wondering what would you say? Why is it that there are so many sincere, intelligent people in the community? Then sometimes the devotees lose their taste for the very thing that brought them to Krishna consciousness, which is hearing and chanting. Why did that take place? Why did the devotees lose that? Seem to become lose their taste for hearing and chanting and associating with other devotees who are also struggling as mine. Why do they lose that taste? So you can ask that anytime during your lectures.
Okay, well, your question is interesting because it relates to an answer I was going to give to a different question.
Okay.
The other question was, how is it that devotees can be chanting and following the regulative principles and then fall down, at least for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Bhurijan Prabhu asked the question to a devotee who I think was a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but he has Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Radhamata deities.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave the answer that there's two ways of chanting, if you will. There's two terms. One is namagrahan, which sort of means like uttering the names. And the other is namashraya, which is actually taking shelter of the holy names. So he said someone might just superficially be uttering the holy names, and then leave. But if someone actually takes shelter of the holy names, then the person won't leave. And when I thought about the answer and just compared it to my own experience, I thought that chanting and hearing, if it's namagrahan, it's like, you know, we're uttering the words, but our mind is somewhere else. But if we're actually chanting and hearing, that's equal to taking shelter of the holy name, and that's why Srila Prabhupada emphasized that we should just hear. And because if we're not hearing, it means we're taking shelter of our minds and the different places that the mind wants to take shelter. But if we're hearing the holy name, it means we're not taking shelter of the mind or the different places that the mind wants to find shelter outside of Krishna. So therefore, you know, we should chant with attention. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says that inattentive chanting is the root cause of the other offenses. Mm-hmm. Because if we chant attentively, then the power of the holy name itself will purify us. But if we chant without attention, then the effect of the chanting won't be strong enough to counteract the other offenses very quickly. So, so probably that's the one instruction that will help us to avoid all the other offenses. Maybe we should let each devotee who had the chance to just recite one of the 10 offenses is to like, complete the presentation. Yudhisthira Prabhu, can you name one of the 10 offenses? Excellent. Good leader is a good follower. Sarvabhauma Prabhu?
The blasphemy of devotees who are trying to take shelter of the holy name and trying to share with others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Srila Prabhupada says that's the worst offense of the holy name. Krishna Kripa Prabhu?
Consider the names of the demigod, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the names of Lord Krishna.
Sikhi Mahiti Prabhu? Now we'll take volunteers.
Yeah. Last thing, they live short and should pursue the integration.
Consider Hare Krishna Mahamantra to be imagination.
Give some mundane interpretations.
And the last one that Srila Prabhupada says is the greatest offense against the holy name. It's, unless someone said it, but it's to commit sin on the strength of chanting the holy name. That, yes, as we have heard, that the chanting of the holy name just eradicates all sinful reactions. But then if someone wants to take advantage of the holy name and deliberately commit sinful activities, thinking that he can counteract the reactions by chanting, that is the greatest offense against the holy name. And one that Srila Prabhupada spoke about often. But yes, if we're sincerely trying our best to follow the regulative principles and chant the holy name, you know, if by chance we make some mistake and we repent, sincerely repent, and resolve never to commit the same mistake again, then Krishna will forgive us. The holy name will forgive us. But otherwise, you know, we shouldn't try to cheat. You know. Anyway, we know.
Pardon? That'd be a rascal.
Yeah. Well said. All right. So, I guess, does anyone else want to add anything about the holy name or about the ten offenses?
No one said to not to instruct the faithless about the chanting of the holy name?
You're right. Yeah. Good. Okay. I'll take the bead bag and the beads. In the early days, Srila Prabhupada used to chant on the beads in the ceremony. I thought we could do that and everyone could chant. Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasri Gauravasri. When I said to sit in the corner, I meant you could sit up on the...
Okay, very
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, H
You want Bhakti to put some on you? Okay. So now, well, we don't have much room, but should offer your obeisances and, you know, to Mother Kirti Dutt, to Srila Gurudev, to Srila Prabhupada. You can, well, you don't have to get up and bow down each time, but okay. Yeah, you could do that now.
Okay. Have faith in the Holy Name.
Yeah.
Selfless service to the Vaishnavas.
Yeah.
And have faith in the spiritual master in the Vata.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah. Anything about Akadasi?
Always the best.
Okay. No, you generally we try to chant at least 25 minutes of the Odyssey, which you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. And yes, through the devotees, especially the devoted followers of Srila Prabhupada. All right. The name is Sri Radhika Das. You should offer obeisances to all your military members.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
Jaya 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 J
Jai Om Vishnu Pai Paramahansa Paripraja Kacharya Astodya Sita Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Iskan Samstapa Kacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pai Paramahansa Paripraja Kacharya Astodya Sita Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Iskan Guru Vrinda Ki Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrindaki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadweep Dham Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srimati Kirti Das Sundari Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi.
Shri Giriraj Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Vrjaswat Prabhu Ki
Jai.